Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, many are getting ready for the holidays, buying gifts online rather than going to the stores, which can make for a hectic time buying more or forgetting somebody. Now, we found this article from Organize My House with 25 tips when it comes to gift giving this holiday season. Now, I'm only going to give you a few tips here. I want you to read the full article. Go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, just on the blog, upper right-hand side, just type in Gift Giving Tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the post associated with this particular podcast with a link to the article from Organize My House. Now, the first tip they have for you is plan your giving. Have a list of people you are buying gifts for, what they like, and a budget. And that will help cut down on overbuying and forgetting people. So if you've got a list of, you know, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, Susie from work, if you got a list of those people, maybe have a little blurb as far as what they like, what they're into. You know, mom's into cows. So if you happen to go out and you see like a cow soap, that may be an idea for her. And then having a budget on how much you're going to be spending on each person, that's going to help. That way you don't go overboard and go into debt purchasing Christmas gifts, which many people seem to do every year. Is they tend to go into debt buying Christmas gifts. They have a good time giving the gifts, but then January comes and they get those credit card bills and it gets a little bit depressing and overwhelmed. So if you have a set budget as far as what you're going to spend on each person, and then a list of people that you're buying gifts for, that way nobody will be left out. The next tip that I have for you from the article is get them as you find them. Waiting until December to do your Christmas shopping is a trap that many of us fall into as we scramble. If you see something at other times of the year that the person on your list would like, buy it. They recommend that, you know, oftentimes it may be in the back of your head. There's obviously shipping delays. The item could be out of stock by the time you think about getting it. So if you happen to see something, you say, you know what, John might like that for Christmas. Get it right then. And then make a note in your on your list that you got John, you know, the cow soaps or, you know, fishing rod or whatever you happen to find for that particular person. Buy it, store it away in a central location, and definitely keep notes of purchases you made throughout the year so that you could stick to your budget. It's good to have like maybe a little holiday planner. Go so far as getting a notebook and writing down, you know, over the year what you've purchased and for who. And then keeping everything in a central location so you're not searching all over the house for all the different gifts that you've gotten over the years. You know, underneath the beds, in the bottom of closets, you know, in the basement. Keep all the gifts that you buy during the year in a central location so that when time comes, you know where everything is. Now, this next one I've heard of before, and I think it's a great idea. The four gift rule. Now, this is a neat rule for kids especially. It's a little rhyme. Four gifts. Something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. This will certainly help make things even, quote-unquote, among your children and eliminate fights over who got more gifts. But that's neat. You know, you get the kids something that they want. You know, say they want a new Game Boy. I know Game Boys aren't really popular anymore, but let's say they want a Game Boy. So you get them a Game Boy. Something they need. I don't know what they would need. You know, something to wear. Get them underwear, socks, you know, or outfit or something like that. And then obviously a book for them to read. That's a great, I like that, four gift rule. Especially for younger kids for sure. Because I know my sister and I have fought over, well, you know, she got more presents than me. And, you know, my mom and dad are trying to tell me, yeah, but your present cost a little bit more. So you didn't get as much. So if you keep it down to the four presents, something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read, you know, everybody gets four gifts. Everybody should be happy. Now, the next tip that I have for you is wrap as they come. As you purchase gifts, take time to quickly wrap them instead of waiting until all the gifts have been purchased and being overwhelmed with having to wrap a multitude of gifts in the span of a few hours. The article notes that this will also help with snoopers because a wrapped gift is harder to determine than an unwrapped gift. Obviously, if it's unwrapped, you already know what it is. But if it's a wrapped gift, you still got that mystery. Unless, you know, you're wrapping a guitar and it's in the shape of a guitar or something like that. You know, by and large, once you wrap a gift, you know, a lot of people are the mystery is still there for that. And to go along with that, the last tip that I want to share with you is assemble now. If at all possible, if any gifts require assembly, it's best to assemble and wrap the gift, being sure to include batteries if required. Many Christmas mornings have been ruined by frustrations over assembly and or scrambling to find the right kind of batteries. What we've done over the years with our kids as they were growing up, that if there was a toy that needed batteries, we made sure that we wrapped the batteries in with the toy, so that when the child opens the toy, the batteries are right there. We can quickly get it in the toy, and they can have fun playing with it. I know back in years past, growing up myself, you know, I would receive a toy that needed batteries from grandparents or an aunt or an uncle, but they never included the batteries. And of course, you go to your junk drawer. You know, every house has a junk drawer that you go through trying to find batteries. You know, and oftentimes you don't have the right batteries. So you need, you know, four C batteries, and you go and you've got two D batteries, you got three double A's and a couple of triple A's and a 9-volt, which is not helpful at all when you need C batteries, for the, toy. So definitely, assemble it before you wrap it. If it needs batteries, make sure you include the batteries so that when the child opens their gift or mom and dad open their gift on Christmas Day or on the holiday, they can pop the batteries in and away they go. Again, I want you to go check out the full article from Organize My House. I have a link on our website or on our blog post for today. Easy enough, just go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, click on through to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, upper right of the blog, type in Gift Giving Tips 2021, and it'll bring up the blog post with the tips that I shared, along with links to the article. from Organize My House that has 25 tips. So I've only shared like 5 tips. There's 20 more tips that you can pull from that website article from Organize My House. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. If you want to visit us on the web, that's fine. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you're having a very happy holiday season. And take care.